Today, we are in a home in the Jerusalem suburb of Bethany. Right before Jesus entered the big city for the very last time. Jesus is in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They are throwing a dinner party in his honor. Just days before, Jesus had worked a miracle, raising Lazarus from the dead. By raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus has graduated from the category of manageable nuisance to serious threat in the eyes of the Sanhedrin and the leaders of the church and so forth. It was a final straw for the religious elect. The miracle has made Jesus popular. Popularity soared among the ordinary people. And Jesus knows his days are numbered. And finally, supper is on the table. And everyone sits down and eats. Lazarus sits next to his friend Jesus. And no one seems to notice that Mary has slipped away until she comes back holding a clay jar in her hands. Wordless, she kneels at Jesus' feet, breaks the jar. The smell of the extremely expensive perfume fills the air. And after breaking that clay bottle of perfume over Jesus' feet, as everyone in the room watched her, Mary does something remarkable. First, she loosened her hair in a room full of men, which supposedly an honorable woman is in those days never did. Then she poured the perfume on Jesus' feet, which was also not usually done. The head maybe, but not the feet. Then she touches Jesus' feet, a single woman rubbing a single man's feet with almost, it was also not done in those days, not even among friends. Then she wipes the perfume off with her hair. The totally bizarre end to an all-round bizarre act. My guess is that the Holy Spirit was guiding what Mary was doing. The love of God was working through her. Jesus knew exactly why Mary was doing this. Jesus replied to the astonished onlookers, "Leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial." Friends, think about it. It makes no sense to Judas or even other economists who happened to be around then. Gifts stands in contrast to economy. Mary stands in contrast to Judas. Why was this perfume not sold for the 300 denarii and the money given to the poor? Said Judas. I know for sure for myself, at times I have lived like Judas. And at other times, I have lived like Mary. Do you share that experience? Sometimes we have this two opposing force and tension in our own lives. Two aspects of our lives. Two ways of living things out. What if we hold both Mary and Judas in each of our own lives? We may have images of ourselves that on one hand, you and I can be very charitable, very giving, very happy to share and give. But at other times, we want to hold on to the stuff ourselves. We rather not to share. We rather not to give. A bit like a child, you know, with toys. Sometimes very happy to share. Other times, no way. It's mine. What is mine is mine. Do you feel that sometimes we have that tension within us? On one hand, very willing to share, but other times, not so. Now, this tension that is within us pushes us to examine our motives of doing things, of why we give and why we don't give. What are our motives and what are some of those desires? And reminds us that the fragrance of life can neither be bought nor sold. And it is priceless. Priceless. And there is nothing economical about the death of Jesus. It cost Jesus dearly, extremely, everything. He died. It cost him his life. And God emptied himself completely to become one of us, so that each of us can be called brothers and sisters and friends and children of God. That's what it costs God incarnated in Christ. In Jesus, the extravagance of God's love is made real in flesh. In Jesus, the excessiveness of God's mercy that we don't deserve is made manifested in its fullness. This bottle, or alabaster jar, or whatever you may call it, is like Jesus' life. It will not be held back to be kept and admired at a distance. This precious substance will not be saved, but rather it is open, offered, used at great price. It will be raised up and poured out for the life of the world, empty to the last drop. Do you see the symbolism, the parallel between this jar of perfume and what Christ has done for us on the cross? He was broken. He was poured out. He was given. He gave it all for us on the cross. So that we can receive the grace and mercy of God. Now, at this particular story, Judas, who really doesn't really care much about the poor, he was just simply saying it because he was a thief and he just simply dipped his hands into the money bag. There is this huge contrast between Judas and Mary. Their reaction, their responses, and so on. Mary's worship of Jesus is from the heart. From the heart. To her, the opinions of others regarding her behavior toward Jesus meant nothing. She didn't care what people may say of her. Jesus' word rang true. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," spoken before Jesus restored the life of her beloved brother, Lazarus, a few days ago. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer is quoted as saying, "When Christ calls a person, he calls that person to come and die." Well, that's pretty serious. But in reality, in doing so, Christ is calling that person to come and live. That's the paradox. That is the contrast that we see in the story of both Judas and Mary. Mary's life had been so deeply touched by Jesus, so much so that she wanted to do something precious and special for Jesus in the last few days or week, not caring what others would think of her. Can that be possible for us? Can that be possible in our lives, that we offer much of ourselves for Jesus because of our love for him? Can it be possible? Well, let me just sum it all up. Let us all fall at the feet of Jesus. That's what Mary did. And worshipped him, regardless of the cost. She didn't care how much it costs, that perfume. She just poured it out as part of the burial rite for her. Let us worship Jesus with our lives, as Mary did. Mary followed Jesus, worshiped Jesus, giving him everything. Can we also give everything we are or we have over to Jesus, even if other people don't understand? We are called to give and not count the cost. There is cost in following Jesus. It may differ from one person to another. But are we willing to pay the price in following Jesus? We are called to follow the path of the cross so that we can be Christ to one another and to those who have never heard of Jesus. That's why we need to tell somebody about Jesus. We are called to follow the path of the cross so that we can also gather together in celebration beyond the cross. The cross is just a thoroughfare. The cross is just another step to something else further. The cross is to resurrection. The cross is to the empty tomb. Are we willing to follow that path of the cross? We are called to be extravagant in our loving so that in us and through us, the fragrance of Christ can overcome fear and other things that people may experience. So together, as a church, which means we here at St. Luke's or any other churches outside and around us, that we will be able to bask in the extravagant love of Christ. And that gives and gives and gives. Will we ask Jesus to cause us to be his beautiful fragrance in this place here and in our homes, in other places and situations, for the sake of love for God and for our neighbors? Will we? Will I? And will you? Amen.